Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
And we come to you from Hiawatha High School, the Roundhouse, as we bring you Big 7 Volleyball here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. Back in studio is Colin Feldkamp. I got Jared Sleppy to my right, or correction, left side. I need to double-check that. Brandon Sadman with you as we get you set for this Big 7 League try tonight. First matchup is the home team Redhawks of Hiawatha taking on the Blue Jays of Sabetha. And we've already got some pretty key storylines here in the first week and change of Big 7 volleyball. You got teams like Royal Valley, who have won back-to-back tournaments, and Nemaha Central, who is still undefeated, one of the best teams in the state, highly ranked as well. And all these three teams competing here tonight certainly want to be in the mix for a Big 7 league. Because right now it looks like Royal Valley and Nemaha Central kind of the top two in their own tier. As again, Jared Sleppy is joining me, and we are underway for our first match, Hiawatha and Sabetha, as it was Sabetha serving first, and the first point is out. Hiawatha getting the first point, taking a 1-0 early advantage.
As you were saying, I was kind of thinking about Hiawatha. They literally won the league a year ago. Can't leave those guys out.
Let's see, Sabetha as well, of course. Both these teams going a little light with their rosters, and another one goes long. That one is hit long by Jessica Gruber for Sabetha. She taps the chest and says, my bad, and a quick 2-0 start for the Redhawks. Red tops for Hiawatha, all blue uniforms for Sabetha. Mets at the net. Now push back for Hiawatha. It's going to be hit to the other side by Maddie Simmons, but nicely set for Sabetha. There's a set and a spike, and once again, unforced errors here by Sabetha has led to a Redhawks 3-0 lead.
Yeah, Elsner had a little bit of a situation. The ball was sitting right on top of the net and is able to tip it to the other side as we get this next point underway. Already 3-0 lead for the home team on the scoreboard. There's a little tap over by Delaney, setting up Elsner, and Hiawatha now going to defend on this attack from the far side. Diller gets the return. There's a set in, the setup for, it's going to be an error by Alexia Hayden. So 4-0, Redhawks off to a Redhawks start. Once again, the senior setting it for Hiawatha. Set by Hazen, setting it up for the near side. Nice block. Goes over to the Hiawatha side. Delaney able to get to it. Simmons with a strike. Sabetha with a clean return. Might have been able to let that one go, but Diller decides to keep it in. Out of bounds, bad hit by Simmons, and Sabetha is on the board for the first time today. So the Blue Jays will have Alexia Hayden, the 5'8 junior, serve. She'll serve from the middle right side of the court. Set on by Delaney. Nice block at the net. And it'll be Sabetha point.
4-2, the Redhawks in front. Steps aside, just getting everything set. Of course, a little tardy to the party with the Hiawatha Redhawk channel, but we are up live and streaming now, of course. Want to catch the video, we got that for you here inside the Roundhouse. So again, Sabetha trailing here 4-2. Good back-and-forth set here between the two, and now we get a whistle. And a tip ball out of bounds. That's going to give a point to the Redhawks. Their lead is now 5-2. Just a very competitive Big 7 in terms of volleyball. A lot of these teams certainly have aspirations for a little bit more than a Big 7 league title here in 2022. So Sabetha sets it up nicely. A spike there by Aaron Boltz. And then once again, an unforced error by Sabetha, allowing themselves actually to get a point there. It's now 5-3.
Schmelzley didn't return that one very well. She breathed a sigh of relief because they sent a free ball over to Hiawatha, but they committed a mistake.
All right, here's the serve from right to left. Aaron Boltz for Sabetha, and they quickly get another point. Miscommunication by the Redhawks, and basically a free point given to the Blue Jays. So they've scored back-to-back points. And it's now a 5-4 Hiawatha lead here in the first set. Of course, Jefferson West taking part in this try tonight. And there's a serve by Aaron Boltz that goes into the net. And it's now a 6-4 Hiawatha lead.
You can't make those kind of mistakes against the former league champs.
Abby Elfner, the 6'1 sophomore, will send it over. And it's just a scotch long. And a serving error there gives Betha back to serve. Jessica Gruber will do the serve. Serving honors here this time around. Sent across to Sutton Diller for Hiawatha. They set it, and the spike attempt is way off the mark by Simmons. And we're tied at six here in the first set.
And Simmons just had that one a little bit too far overhead. If it was a little bit more in front of her, might have been able to get a good approach to the far side. Couldn't quite get it done.
So the Red Hawks got off to a good start. So Betha's coming back three of the last 4 points by the Blue Jays. Tied at six here in the first set. The libero, Bryn Williams to the other side, and her spike is too long. And another point, and all of a sudden the Blue Jays have a 7-6 lead.
Yeah, the 5-3 libero just getting a little bit too aggressive. Should have just sent the free ball over, tried to get something, but wasn't able to get anything out of that.
All right, here's Jessica Gruber sending it over. Nicely set here. Here's the push. Here's the spike attempt by Reschke, the sophomore for the Red Hawks. I believe we had a player at the net, a violation committed there by the Red Hawks. Giving Sabetha another point, and their lead is now 8-6. Gruber once again sending it over. Here's the set and the spike by Sutton Diller, and it goes right into the net. Those are always difficult transitions when you set it up to somebody, one of your teammates in the middle of the floor, and it's not up by the net. You got to be very precise with your spike as we do get a timeout here. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Sabetha with the 9-6 lead here in the first set. Colin Feldkamp in studio. Brandon Chapman joined by Jared Sleppy. Big 7 League Volleyball tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. And as we talk about this league, and right now the top tier, at least through the first couple of weeks, Nemaha Central, Royal Valley has been really impressive as well. Hiawatha, you mentioned, of course, the reigning league champs, and they certainly have something to say. And their roster is filled with 5 seniors, just 1 junior, and 3 sophomores. So very senior heavy for the Red Hawks, and they certainly want to give themselves an opportunity to compete once again to kind of maintain their league championship. Here's Gruber the serve for Sabetha out of the timeout. Their lead is 9-6. And it's pushed over beautifully. Nicely set there. Maddie Simmons, the sophomore. Just a little two-handed tap over the top netting near side. Just inside the line as we'll get a sub in for the Red Hawks. It'll be Grace Morey. A 9-7 Sabetha lead as the Red Hawks will take over on the serve as Simmons will do the damage. And the save on the back line by the libero by Sabetha. That's Daria, who saved it nicely. But now Hiawatha has a chance. Good set. And Grace Morey of Sabetha keeping it alive. Now good back and forth between the two. Red Hawks have it. They're setting it up for Diller on the left side. And it went into the net. And it finds the floor. And Sabetha, after a nice back and forth battle there, earning that point. And it's now a 10-7 advantage here for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, both teams sent free balls over, neither really capitalizing. Instead, it's just a mistake by Hiawatha that gets the best of the point.
And want to set it up here to the near side. That one spiked there by Morey. Good set. Push to the other side. Now it's Sabetha's turn. Slaps over, and that one is in. And it's Mary Lukert there with the point. Just a little finesse and a little touch in between the lines of the defense for the Red Hawks. And now it's 11-7. In favor of Sabetha. So Hiawatha got off to a quick start, but really since it was about 5-3, Sabetha's really kind of controlled the pace, and they lead it by 4 here in the first set. Sabetha now with it. Now it's just tap backed over. Now the Red Hawks have a chance here. It's bumped to the far side. Diller's going to push it over and saved in the back corner by Bolts, and now we get a whistle and a violation committed by Sabetha, which will earn the Red Hawks a point, and now they trail by 3. It's 11-8.
Definitely some early September jitters for this Hiawatha team. This is only their 3rd game played of the season. As for Sabetha, it's their 9th.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how some of these teams have played a lot more matches than some others, but obviously, all in the end, it's going to equal out for the most part. Sabetha has it on their end, pushing it up to the front of the net. Near side, it's Lukert with the spike. Good save on the back end. Nice Simmons for Hiawatha, and then a spike attempt by Hiawatha is sent long by Diller. Another point for the Blue Jays, now 12-8.
Diller's one of those players that you really want to have somebody really reel it in, make sure all these gals are collected being a senior.
All right, Sabetha going to send this one over with Mary Lukert. Hiawatha trying to get it to the front of the net. Diller just has to send it over on the third hit. Pushed here to the near side, a spike attempt by Bolts, and saved up to the front of the net. And a whistle, and I believe they're going to say it either hit the floor or a violation there on Hiawatha is going to earn Sabetha the point. Their largest lead here in the first set, 13-8.
Umpire is giving the scores table an explanation on that last play.
All right, saw him say double hit. I guess they might have had one too many hits there. So it's going to be a replay. So they took the point off. It's now 12-8, and then a spike attempt is put in there by Hiawatha's Maddie Simmons, and it's now 12-9. So a nice little swing there for the Red Hawks. They take that point away from Sabetha, and then the Red Hawks get that one back. So could have been a 5-point advantage. Now quickly down to three. It's 12-9. All right, Sabetha pushing it to the front of their net, then to the backside, and a tap is just kind of off the fingertips in the wrong direction there by Aubrey Schmelsley for Sabetha. And now three straight points scored by the Red Hawks, and it's now a 12-10 Sabetha lead here in the first set. And Abby Stevie, the Sabetha volleyball coach, talking to the official, or is it the umpire?
Not quite. I think it is official, but I think
I'm
what
still
she's
very
talking
fresh
about
to volleyball, so.
Is the far side official was run into by Smelsley, so I think that's what Stevie's talking about here.
Okay. A little pause in the action here. Again, thanks for tuning in. The first of many broadcasts here throughout the volleyball season here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Good one tonight here from the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Sabetha leading the Red Hawks 12-10 in the first set. Both teams, again, just a little bit of time here. As, again, we've talked about kind of how the Big 7 has shaped up to this point. Nemaha Central, 8-0. They have not lost yet. One of the top teams in 2A. And then you have a team like Royal Valley who's kind of come out of nowhere and has won back-to-back tournaments. They just won another one this past weekend, and they're sitting with already 12 wins, which is crazy to think about because they've played two full tournaments with six matches a pop, and yet a team like Hiawatha here who's playing just their second, or I should say their third and fourth matches of the season. So it's, you see teams that have played a lot more than a team like Hiawatha, and you wonder how that's going to kind of settle in once we really kind of dive forward. But as we mentioned, of course, it's all going to kind of settle out once we get to the end of the season. But again, this is a very competitive volleyball league, and it's certainly very top-heavy with so many good teams that can certainly make some runs towards the end of the year. As Stevie still talking with the officials here, and Brenda Steven-Morgan, the Hiawatha head coach, is also taking part in the conversations with the officials.
Yeah, so far Sabetha has been a little sloppy with their passes, but they've been able to get away with it with some good spikes and some good placements. Hiawatha is just making some unforced errors. Got to clean those up. And if they can do that, they can certainly get back to that form they had last year.
That certainly was kind of the issue early on for Sabetha in the first few points. They were kind of just giving up some points early to the Red Hawks, but now, and they're sitting with a 12-10 lead as we're out of the quick break. Both coaches back to their respective sides, and Sabetha going to push it here to the near side. Spike attempt is nicely delivered there. It's Aaron Bolts who delivers a point for the Blue Jays. Now 13-10. Just a bump set spike combo here, front left of the net. And just too much mustard on it for the Red Hawks defense to get it out. Here's Schmelsley to serve to her left side corner. There's the bump set pushed to the near side. The spike attempt is blasted over, but Sabetha could not hang, and Abby Elfner really put some heat on that one. And it's a 13-11 Sabetha lead. Another sub is Hannah Twombly, the senior, checks in for the Red Hawks, replacing another senior in Grace Morey. So here's Sutton Diller to serve for Hiawatha. They trail here in the first set, 13-11. Set up nicely by Lou Kurtz, and it's tapped over, and it's inside the line, and another touch shot that finds some room. And a nice point there for Sabetha, 14-11 their lead. Served over by Alexia Hayden for Sabetha. And that one touched on the back line after it was Elfner who had sent it over. And then Schmelsley, maybe kind of that hesitation whether to try to save it or let it go. And it just went off her fingertips. And that's going to be a point for the Red Hawks, 14-12. As we're still cruising along here in the first set.
Elfner is somebody I think could be very good for a long time, as that was a beautiful kill from Hallie Scobie. Elfner, a 6'1 sophomore, if she can kind of just fine-tune her game just a little bit, she can certainly be one of the best hitters in this entire league, if she isn't already.
15-12 is our score. Sabetha currently with the 3-point advantage. Now the Red Hawks having some issues on the third hit. They got to just slap it over. Now Sabetha trying to regain some control. It's pushed over by Luker. Nice diving save by the Hiawatha libero, and then it hits the net and goes out of play into the JV court. The Blue Jays get another point. Their lead back to four at 16-12.
That was a good hustle there by the Hiawatha libero, but unfortunately, unable to get it over onto, and really get it in bounds.
Set up by Bryn Williams, the libero sets, and then a nice save by Abby Elfner, and then able to get it over to the other side and find some room for a point for Hiawatha. 16-13 our score.
Tell you what, I'm certainly impressed by some of the underclassmen from the Red Hawks so far. They've definitely shown out. Simmons and Elfner have really played well so far.
Certainly two key cogs. Make this engine go. Sabetha wants to push it to their far side. Now Hiawatha has a chance. Push to the middle of the floor, tapped over. Nicely placed by Simmons, but Sabetha gets it back, sets it up for the spike, and that's going to be a point. Far side damage done by Hayden from front right to back left, and it makes it 17-13 Sabetha.
Yeah, you mentioned that Simmons had an opportunity there. Instead, she just gently tipped it over and left it a little bit too much, and they were able to get back to it, and Sabetha is able to capitalize on that mistake.
So Sabetha's kind of closing in here, 17-13 set one, our first matchup here tonight. Red Hawks see if they can battle back and capitalize, and there's a set and a spike delivered by Simmons, and nicely placed. Another big point for the Red Hawks, and now trailing by just three at 17-14. Hiawatha got out to the early advantage, led 5-2 early. Sabetha regained a lead not long after that, and they've kind of just slowly held the lead, and now the Red Hawks have their final hit, needing to get it back over. They do. Nicely done. Sabetha pushing it to the front of the net. There's the set, and it's blocked, but into the net, and it's going to be a point for the Red Hawks. Sabetha, a violation committed, so now blink of an eye, it's 17-15.
And once again, another free ball not capitalized on, this time by Sabetha. We've seen Hiawatha struggle with some of those free balls so far today.
Here's Simmons. Will serve it over for the Red Hawks. Pushed up to the front, sent back by Hayden, and blocked at the net. And the Red Hawks get another. 17-16 at the one-point affair. Back and forth we go as we come down the home stretch here in the first set of the first match tonight here on KNZA. And that one is slapped over, and Sabetha kind of losing some composure here as the Red Hawks have gained the momentum back as it's now tied at 17.
If they're playing a game over there, I mean, maybe some more, or maybe an opportunity to be a bit more aggressive in the out of bounds.
And there's a service ace by the libero, Bryn Williams, and it's now an 18-17 lead for the Red Hawks. This could not handle it in terms of Sabetha. Williams, another serve. This time it's handled well. Pushed here to the near side. Hit over by Schmelzley. Kicked up in the air by the libero, Bryn Williams, and the spike attempt is saved on the back line. Nicely done by Schmelzley. Sabetha's spike attempt is Williams with a diving save, but miscommunication with her teammate as it falls through. And a point for Sabetha, and we're tied at 18.
So that can be pretty tricky, just trying to pop the ball up on the back line.
Here is Allie Scobie, the serve for Sabetha. Pushed to the far side. Bryn Williams has to just hit it over on a third try. Pushed here to the near side by Sabetha. Nice touch over by Lukert, but saved on the front line of the Red Hawks. Pushed over left side. This is Diller, but nice dig save there by Lukert. Lukert with a spike attempt and finds the corner right next to Bryn Williams for the point for the Blue Jays, and they retake the lead. It's now 19-18.
About Lukert with some vertical there. 5'8 senior really got up on that one, was able to get up above the Hiawatha blockers and send it down for the kill.
Quite the back-and-forth matchup we have here in the first set between these two. And there's a nice spike delivered by the Red Hawks. The back line, again, that was Simmons who had some heat on it, and that earns a point for the Red Hawks, and we're back tied at 19. First to 25. Let's win by two, and the service there is delivered there by Bryn Williams. It was too long, so an easy point there for the Blue Jays. It's now a 20-19 advantage.
Second service error of the set for Hiawatha. They both have two apiece now.
So a big try here for Luker to get it over. Does so for Sabetha. Now the Red Hawks push it left side to Diller, and her spike attempt is money. Diller's made some good plays, and we're tied at 20 here in the first set.
You can tell she's a senior with how hard she spiked that one. Has done that a few times in her day.
Certainly a key piece for this team. And another service error for Hiawatha, as this time it's Annika Reschke who sends it too long. And another freebie there for the Blue Jays. They're leading now 21-20. They're back serving. Here is Schmelzley. Sends it over. And blocked at the net and then finally pushed over by Diller for Hiawatha. Sabetha regains. They want to push it to the near side. Here is Bolts. A nice save by Hiawatha. Sabetha getting it back. Third hit. Got to push it over. They do so. Hiawatha now sets it up to the front. Sent to Diller. Tap shot's good in between the two lines of defense. And we're tied at 21.
Yeah, Scobie tried to get the pancake down. Couldn't quite get under it enough. She left it a little bit too high. But it was a brilliant attempt. We're up 21 all.
Here's Hannah Twombly, who's going to check back in here for Hiawatha, taking the spot. Josie Delaney, I believe. No correction, that's Maury who came out. So here's a big serve, 21 all here in the first set. Sabetha has it. They want to push it up towards the net and then taps over, and it's going to be out point for Hiawatha. 22-21 Red Hawks. Back to serve is Diller. Sends it over with some heat. Pushed up to the front line here for Sabetha. Midway spike is set too long, and the Red Hawks get another. 23-21 here in set one.
How about the response by Hiawatha after the service error, getting three consecutive points, now forcing Sabetha to call a timeout.
We'll take a timeout as well. 23-21 Red Hawks over Sabetha. Set number one of many here tonight. We'll step aside. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Tammy with you, Jared Sleppy alongside Colin Feldkamp in at studio as we got Big 7 volleyball for you tonight. And we got a good one here. First set between Hiawatha and Sabetha, 23-21 Red Hawks. So big points coming up here. Sabetha needing to get a couple back. Hiawatha has it. Want to push it to the far side middle. Spiked over by Diller. Nicely saved on the back line, but some tough shots here. They got to get it over. Sabetha does, and it goes right into the net as Lukert couldn't get it over. And it's going to be set points for the Red Hawks.
Definitely not the way that
24-21.
Definitely not the way either of these coaches set that up. That was a pretty sloppy play overall by both teams.
All right, set point for the Red Hawks. Can they get it? Sabetha needing a little bit of a run here. And it's going to be a violation committed against Sabetha, and the Red Hawks take it. So some unforced errors down the stretch by Sabetha, allowing Hiawatha to take the first set, 25-21. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back. Set two. Coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
September 30th is the deadline for fall crop insurance and changes. Normally this is for wheat, but there are more options and decisions for the 2023 crop year. Let the professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha guide you through margin protection to protect against rising input costs, cutting into your profit margin, and the possibility of insuring double crop soybeans after wheat. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance, 621 Main in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Sabin joined by Jared Sleppy, Colin Feldkamp in studio as we have Big 7 volleyball for you tonight. Our first set is in the books. Home Red Hawks getting it done over Sabetha. 25-21 as we get set for set number two. And it was kind of a ebbs and flows type of first match between, or I should say first set. And Sabetha kind of got the hot start. They had about a 3-4 point lead early on. Hiawatha was able to, or I should say that back, reverse. Hiawatha got out to the good start. Sabetha jumped back, and then Sabetha kind of controlled it in the middle of that match, or that set, I should say. Had about a 3-4 point lead for a good chunk. Red Hawks came roaring back, and then basically once it was about 17-17, it was fairly even down the stretch, but a couple key errors by Sabetha, allowing the Red Hawks to pull away and win 25-21.
I definitely think it's kind of those said it earlier, early September jitters for Hiawatha. They're a good team, just trying to get into the flow of playing in games here early in 2022.
All right, so Hiawatha chance to win it here in two sets. As they take the first set 25-21. Sabetha will try to force a third and final set here in the first matchup. Of course, Jefferson West taking a part of this Big 7 try tonight as well. It's a full slate of area volleyball. Plenty of tries and even a quad in the TVL and a full night of triangulars as well in the Northeast Kansas League. Tuesday is always a busy night for volleyball here during the fall season. Of course, hope everyone had a fantastic holiday weekend. It feels like a Monday, but certainly is not. It is Tuesday.
I say happy Tuesday, or happy Monday on a Tuesday. Is what I,
there you
I
go.
Say.
So here we go, set number two. Hiawatha took the first set over Sabetha, 25-21. And Sabetha will serve it. And Simmons saving it, now pushed up to the front of the net. Hiawatha has to send it over with Delaney. Delaney getting it back for Hiawatha. Now wants to push it to the front. Passed over by Elfner, and it's going to be a point for the Redhawks. Boy, that finesse shot when a girl like Abby Elfner, who's listed at 6'1", and she looks every bit of 6'1", it looks like she wants to spike and then just kind of settles and pushes the finesse shot over. It's tough to defend. A 1-0 Redhawks lead. There's a nice spike. Bryn Williams with the set, and then it's pushed back over by the front line. I believe that was Jessica Gruber for Sabetha, earning the point for the Blue Jays. And a 1-1 tie here in set two.
That was a nice dig by Williams, but unfortunately it was just right to Gruber, as he said. He took advantage.
Here is Aaron Bolt to serve it up for the Blue Jays. Into the cross. Hard hit with the right hand. Redhawks want to bump it here to the near side, and that's Elfner's spike who got set up here on the backside. Now Sabetha pushing it back over. Bryn Williams wants to set it up front for her teammates, but now Hiawatha has to settle by just pushing it over. Now Sabetha back to the front of the net, tapped over by Lukert, saved. Here's Hiawatha. Elfner again, and it's tipped a couple of times and finally falls through. Abby Elfner earning that point, the sophomore. 2-1 Redhawks, early set number two. Josie Delaney, one of the five seniors on this varsity roster for the Redhawks, serving it up with the right hand. Dug on the back line there by Schmelzley. Pushed to the front. Tipped on over. Now the Redhawks have it. A little miscommunication as Delaney gets it. Now sent on over by Elfner. Near side, Lukert with the spike. Bryn Williams with the dig. They want to set it up. Elfner again. Nice tap. Or a nice tap shot over that again. Just a little bit of finesse. Making it difficult for the Blue Jays to defend in a 3-1 Hiawatha lead. Delaney back to serve once again. 3-1, Redhawks here, set two. They won the first set, 25-21. Sabetha setting one up on the net, and Elfner with the defense blocks it down and earning another point for Hiawatha, now 4-1. So far, Elfner's been kind of the difference here in this 4-1 lead for the Redhawks. Here's Delaney to serve once again. Sends kind of the knuckleball over. Now pushed over back towards Hiawatha. They'll set it up here to the near side. Delaney taps it over, saved by Lukert. Here's Sabetha again. They want to set up Lukert, and she finds some room and puts in a point for the Blue Jays. Now 4-2, Hiawatha lead.
Not the best attack from Sabetha, but they still were able to get past Elfner somehow. I mean, I guess she can't get all of them right. I mean, she's been so good so far in this set.
Now Sabetha gets it back. It's going to be Gruber to serve. As this one just has to be pushed over by Diller for Hiawatha. Now Sabetha trying to set one up. Bryn Williams on the back line going to push it up for Hiawatha. Sabetha able to save it on the back line. Now Bryn Williams again saving one. And Elfner, her spike was nicely defended by Sabetha. It's blocked and they can't corral it and get it back over. And the Blue Jays have scored back-to-back points. And it's now 4-3.
That's one thing Hiawatha struggled a little bit is with scrambling, trying to adjust to some of these plays that are the ball's being batted around, not being controlled very well.
Here's Gruber, sends it across for Sabetha. Now Elfner with the tap shot over, and once again it finds the room. So the finesse by the sophomores. Now 5-3 Redhawks as Elfner will go back to serve. Another sub as Hannah Twombly will check in, replacing Grace Morey. So 5-3 Redhawks here in set number two. Sabetha wants to set it up far side. Spike attempt is there, and it's money. That is Hallie Scobie with the finish. Now 5-4. Elfner getting a little bit of a breather. Sutton Diller moves back to the back line. And it was set up by Hiawatha for Sabetha for Luker to finish there and just trying to set it up to the front, but just accidentally sent it over to Sabetha's side, and Luker just tapped it right into an open spot and ties it up at 5-5. Redhawks, Delaney setting it up, far side, Reschke. Now near side, Lukert with the spike. Block attempt, unsuccessful. Point for the Blue Jays. And just like that, they take a 6-5 lead.
A bit of side spin there on Lukert's kill attempt and able to get it off of the hand of the Red Hawk and get it out of bounds. Well done.
Sabetha will send it over. A 6-5 lead here, set two. They need this one to force the third set. Sabetha getting it back, pushing it to the front of the net. Spike attempt dug out nicely there by Delaney. Now Delaney going to push it over with two hands. Back right corner saved. As Scobie sends it to the front, and a nice save up front to get it back over on a third hit. Williams spikes it over, and it is in for the point. Hiawatha, 6-6 tie, set two. Bryn Williams, the middle of that Hiawatha back line, and has certainly made some good plays here in the first set and change. 6-6 tie, set two. Sabetha has it front of their net. Spike attempt is in there, and it's money. That is Aubrey Schmelzley with the kill. 7-6. Sabetha by one, set two. Hiawatha taking set one, 25-21. Blue Jays need this for a third set. Good crowd on hand tonight. Bleachers out here at the Roundhouse, and good contingent watching these three varsity clubs go at it. Hiawatha has it, their side of the nets, and they can't get it over as Sabetha earns the point, and it's now 8-6.
Not much Simmons could have done there. Just a little bit too much of overpass sending it into the net.
A little bit of momentum here for Sabetha as Mary Lukert sends one over. Back line set up front. Delaney sends it across to Williams. Instead, it's hit over by, that is Maddie Simmons. Now Sabetha has it. Wants to push it to the front of the net. Now sent over. Bryn Williams with a diving save. Here's Reschke with a spike attempt, but Sabetha gathers. Push to the front of the net. Here it is with Bolt. Now back to the side of Sabetha, who taps it over, and the point is for the Blue Jays. Schmelzley finishing at the front of the net. And just like that, 9-6 Blue Jays.
Again, Simmons just a little bit too aggressive on that pass, trying to ease up a little bit on it, get it to her teammate.
So here's Lukert, sends it over. Now Hiawatha pushing it over with Diller. Now the Blue Jays have it. Lukert's going to send a spike over. Williams with a nice dig. Now they want to set up Diller. Spike attempt is too long. Point for the Blue Jays. 4-point advantage here in set two. It's now 10-6. Lukert again to serve. Sends it over. Good pace with the right hand. Was probably out, but saved on the back line. Hiawatha's Bryn Williams sends it back over the libero. Now Sabetha wants to set it up front. Nice defense by Hiawatha. Sabetha has it back. Lukert sends it over. Back line for Hiawatha, pushing it up front. Far side. Spike attempt by Diller. Too long. Point for the Blue Jays. 11-6. As the momentum now shifting towards our right to the Sabetha side, as they now lead it by 5. Lukert sends it over on a nice run here, serving. Hiawatha right into the net, and another point for the Blue Jays. Unforced errors here by the Redhawks, giving Sabetha a little bit of breathing room now, 12-6. Luker continues to serve, sends it to the back line, pushed up front by Simmons. They want to set it up for Twombly, who sends it to the far side, and that's going to earn a point. It goes out of play, and Sabetha just couldn't get it back over now, 12-7. Big point there for the Redhawks.
That sure was. It ends a 6-point streak by the Blue Jays.
Six straight. Redhawks see if they can battle back. Back line, libero, Daria for Sabetha. A nice play to get it over. Now the Redhawks have it back, and a spike attempt by Diller is right into the net, and a point for the Blue Jays. 13-7.
A little too far away from the net there. Didn't quite get high enough on it. Just jumped a little bit too late, so it wasn't able to get any arch on it.
Now it's Aubrey Schmelzley to serve here. The sophomore sends it over. Back line pushing it up. Delaney pushing it over with two hands, trying to catch Sabetha off guard. Instead, Delaney gets another tab back over. Blue Jays have it. Want to push it to the front of the net, and they find some room between the two lines. And that was nicely done by Jessica Gruber. And a double-up lead once again. It was a moment ago 12-6, and now it's 14-7 in favor of Sabetha. Schmelzley once again pushing this one back over. Bryn Williams on the back line wants to set it up. Diller spike attempt. Tips in the air. Back line for Sabetha has it. They push it to the far side, and a spike attempt into the net by Scobie. Point Redhawks, 14-8. Hiawatha trails by 6 as Grace Morey checks in. Bryn Williams will take a much-needed breather. Annika Reschke, sophomore, they serve for Hiawatha. Sabetha gets it to the front, has to tap it over on a third hit. Delaney sends it to the far side. Diller's spike attempt is locked up in the air. Nicely done by Schmelzley. Push back over. Now Hiawatha has it. They want Diller again. It's Elfner this time. Saved on the back line by Scobie. Pushed here to the near side. Tapped over and saved by Hiawatha. It's Elfner this time. Money. Abby Elfner, her second try on that point opportunity. That one's good. It's now 14-9.
Now that's a well-executed play there by the Redhawks. Give the ball to number 12, and she'll take care of business down the middle.
Abby Elfner, the 6'1 sophomore, middle of that front line. This one's sent over by Reschke, and count it for an ace. Betha can't get it back over. It's 14-10. Back-to-back points here by the Redhawks.
Perfect placement right in the middle of the floor where you want to be.
Reschke once again will serve. Sends it over hard with the right hand. Back line pushed up by Alexia Hayden. Into the far side. Sabetha's spike attempt is good. That's Aaron Volz who puts it down in a big point. 15-10. Another sub comes in for the Redhawks. As Bryn Williams is right back in. 15-10 Sabetha here. Set 2. They need it to force the third set. Hiawatha won the first set 25-21. Delaney sets it up for her teammate. And the spike attempt is good as it finds home. Sutton Diller, that kill. 15-11 our score. Redhawks trail by 4. This is Diller on the serve. Sabetha wants to push it up front of the net. They set it up in the middle and a block by Elfner. Easy money as she gathers another point for the Redhawks. Now 15-12 as Hiawatha continues to creep back in it. Here's Diller on the serve and trying to work a spot, or an ace, I should say, but Sabetha with a couple good taps to get it back over. Here's Elfner again on the kill, and no chance as it goes flying into the crowd. And Elfner's come back with a couple nice kills, and it's all of a sudden a 15-13 match here in set 2, and I think Sabetha wants to take a timeout, or at least a pause in the action. They say there's a wet spot on the floor.
I don't know if exit velocity is a statistic in volleyball, but certainly the exit velocity on that spike was incredible by Abby Elfner. She wound up and sent that one from the near side.
It's impressive. I don't want to be on the receiving end of something
definitely
like
not,
that.
Definitely
no,
not.
No, looks like it's going to hurt quite a bit. So very impressive, no doubt about it. Sabetha trying to hold on here. It's 15-13. Still a long way to go in this second set. They need it, Sabetha does, to force a third set with Hiawatha here in our first match. Blue Jays have it. Tapped over on a third touch. Williams backside libero for Hiawatha, sending it over. Now the Blue Jays have it. Backside spike attempt, not much heat on it, pushed up to the front. Delaney to Elfner, her spike attempt blocked on the back line. Set up nicely by Schmelzley. Now it's Lukert, and a point for the Redhawks. Another violation committed there by Sabetha. Now 15-14, Hiawatha a point away from tying this one up. Diller to send it over again, and it's an ace. 15-15 tie. First match was close. Second, or I should say set. The second set, not much different. This one has been very close from the jump, but Sabetha needs set 2 here to force a third. Blue Jays, and they are out on the point there. Too long by Bolts. Or I should say it was in. Correction, it was, or it was tipped by Hiawatha. So the Blue Jays do earn that point. Fortunate for them, they're back in front, 16-15. As this will be Aaron Bolts to serve this one up. Sends it across to Williams, right into the net, tapped over by Delaney. It's tapped right back over to the Redhawks. Elfner set up by Delaney, pushed into the net, and it's going to be Sabetha getting the point as Elfner got into the net. And it's now 17-15, Blue Jays with back-to-back points. Here's Bolts once again to serve it up. Does so with the right hand. Back line going to push this one up. Morey does. It's blocked into the net. Sabetha has it. And just double tapped over there by Bolts. Williams for Hiawatha pushing it up. They want Elfner. Blocked but tipped up in the air. Now miscommunication by Sabetha and it falls down and a point for Hiawatha. They're back to within one. It's 17-16.
It's all about who can get hot at the end of this set. It's going to be back and forth. Who's going to have that last streak at the end to get to 25 first.
25-21 was the Hiawatha win in set number one. They currently trail 17-16 in set two. Just the third match of the year so far for Hiawatha. Still very fresh for their season. Here is Josie Delaney. The senior sends it over. Push to the backside. Here is a spike attempt that goes into the net. Mishandled by Gruber. And a point for Hiawatha. It's a 17-17 tie here in set two. Delaney once again to serve. Good pace on it. Bumped up in the air by Shockley. Lukert spike attempt. Pushed up by Delaney. Good defense there by Hiawatha. Blue Jays get it back. They want to set it up far side. Elfner with a nice block. Blue Jays still have control. Now tipped in the air multiple times, and they're going to run out of hit. As Hiawatha retakes the lead, it's 18-17.
Sabessa was definitely very disorganized on that last play. About four people were on the ball when it landed, and nobody was back. Very disorganized. Hiawatha gets the point.
Here's Delaney with the serve. Just tips the net, but makes its way over. Here's a set for Lukert. Spike attempt. Pushed up by Delaney. Nicely done defensively. Nice little tap over there by Morey, and Sabessa able to get it back over. So Hiawatha wants to set it up on the back line. They push it up front. It's Simmons. It's blocked, and good defense there by Sabessa. Big point for the Blue Jays. We're back tied. It's 18-18. Sabessa needing set two to force a third. Hiawatha looking for a sweep here if they can pull this one out. Williams on the back line, pushing up to Delaney. Elfner spike attempt at the top of the net, but over. Blue Jays have it, though, and able to kind of work its way back over. They want Elfner again. Hiawatha, good defense up front by Sabessa, and they're going to get a point. Twice on that go-around, they block Elfner at the net. Yeah, good defense leading to a big point. 19-18, Sabessa. So this is going to be Gruber set to serve. This is the third time here in the last couple minutes we've seen Sabessa bringing out a towel for a wet spot, kind of in the middle of the floor underneath the net. So obviously wanting to make sure that everything's okay there. 19-18, Sabessa set two. Hiawatha with a 1-0 lead here in this match. And there's a near ace attempt. Did Bryn Williams get that one over? She did not, and it is going to be an ace for the Blue Jays. 20-18. Difficult when it's just going to tip over the net, then it kind of misdirects, and then it's just you're going one way, and then it's hard to get yourself back in the right spot to put it over. So Sabessa by two here in set two. Hiawatha spike attempt sent over by Simmons, and it just found its way inside the line. Aaron Bolt let it go, thinking it was going to be too long, but it just stayed inside the line, and a big point for Hiawatha, back to within one at 20-19. And now it's going to be Abby Elfner to go back to serve. Elfner sends it over, pushed up on the back line by Sabessa. They want Lukert. She taps it over. Nice save there by Delaney. Now Elfner up front.
This is where the Blue Jays have to take advantage when Elfner isn't up on that isn't up near the net, and now she's coming over to sit down. So this is an opportunity you have to capitalize on.
Yeah, certainly for Sabessa. Yeah, if Elfner's on the bench. I doubt she misses more than a point or two, but an opportunity here with one of Hiawatha's best players on the bench. Here's a spike attempt by Hiawatha. It's blocked by Sabessa. They'll push it towards Diller's way, and her tap is saved. And it's on top of the net. It's going to hit the net a couple times, and Hiawatha able to push it back over. Here's a spike attempt by Sabessa. Beautiful dig there by Bryn Williams. They want to set up Diller. And another save on the back line by Bolt. Sabessa has it. Here's Lukert, and she finds the room. And a point for the Blue Jays. 22-19 their lead as they try to force a third set. Sent on over by Hallie Scobie. Delaney wants to push it far side. Here's Diller. Spike attempt up against the roof, and it comes back down. And a point for the Red Hawks. Now it's 22-20, Sabessa.
Kind of hard to adjust when it hits that roof because it's angled a little bit. So again, and it comes back down faster than it went up.
Came out with a lot of pace. Big point for the Redhawks. There's the serve. Hit on the back line by Bolts up front. They want Lukert. Spike attempt. Bryn Williams has it, but no one's there to save it for. 23-20. Sabessa with the lead and 2 points away from forcing a third set. An opportunity here for the Blue Jays. Serve is sent over. Delaney has it up for Hiawatha. Diller taps it over with the right hand. Sabessa settles in the front of their net. There's a spike attempt, and it's good for the point. Aaron Bolt. And it's now set point for the Blue Jays, 24-20. Here is Lukert. Set point for the Blue Jays. Delaney pushing it up. Diller far side spike. Nice save on the back line by the libero, Duria. And a point is going to be for Sabetha. It was tipped by Hiawatha and out. And the Blue Jays are going to win the second set by a score of 25-20. We got a third set between these two coming your way next. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, set three between Hiawatha and Sabetha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at sabethahospital.com.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Horton. We offer all the services you would expect, like mobile and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, and all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Big 7 League Volleyball here on KNZA, 103.9 FM. Our first match going to a third set, Hiawatha and Sabetha. Hiawatha won the first set 25-21. Sabetha comes back 25-20 in set number two. It's been a fairly even ball game between these two, fairly even match. And now it comes down to a third set here in our first matchup this evening. Brandon Tadman with you. Jared Slempy with me as well. And then Colin Fellkamp in studio. I think there's certainly some ups and downs for both of these teams, at least from what we've seen in the first two sets. But obviously now it's who can limit the mistakes here for set three, who can make some plays. And I would expect, just like the first two sets, this one to come down to the wire and be pretty close.
Yeah, the level of play definitely was elevated in that second set by both teams, and you can tell the rallies that were going back and forth, some of the plays that were made. I felt like it was a lot more crisp play by both teams.
So to start here, at least in set three up front of the Red Hawks, you got Delaney, you got Elfner, you also got Simmons. Back line will feature Diller, also Morey, and Reschke. Sabetha, Lukert, Schmelzley, Scobie, Daria, Gruber, Hayden. Correction, Aaron Bolton there. So again, both these teams go light. Just two on the bench. Or Sabetha make it three. And then a couple on the Sabetha, or I should say the Hiawatha side as well. So neither of these teams go too deep, and you kind of get a sense of who the playmakers are for these teams. Once you kind of get a set, you get a chance to kind of watch them perform. And obviously we look at the 6'1 sophomore for the Red Hawks. Abby Elfner's made some big kills. She's certainly a defensive nightmare at the front of the net with her length. She is certainly the tallest player out there and every bit of 6'1 according to the roster sheet. And she is right smack dab in the middle up front.
One thing that was kind of interesting towards the end of that last set is we mentioned that Elfner came and sat down on the bench. I think kind of just getting ready for the third set because they were down by 7 points and just trying to keep her fresh and get her ready for the third set.
A little bit of a delay as we get set for the third set in this first matchup.
Not a wet spot this time either.
It's not a wet spot. It doesn't appear to be. Hiawatha is going to serve to start set three. Looks like Sutton Diller will do the duties there as the officials get into their spots, checking the lineups. And we are set for set three. Again, Hiawatha victorious in set one, 25-21. Sabetha won set two, 25-20. So winner take all, set number three. Officials look back at the scores table, says, are we ready to go? And it appears so. So here we go. Set three. between Hiawatha and Sabetha. It's going to be Diller from left to right. Shoots this one over. Sabetha has it. Pushing it to the front of the net. This one sent over by Gruber up towards the ceiling and way out of play. And then somehow the Redhawks are able to get it back over. Incredible. Sabetha has it up front. Here's a spike attempt by Bolt. And she gives Sabetha the 1-0 lead.
But to say that would have been an incredibly gutsy play if they would have been able to get the point. But that was certainly an all for naught. It certainly shows that they have that ability to scramble, get the ball over after the third time after it was way out of bounds.
So the Blue Jays, first point here in set three. Hiawatha chance for a spike attempt, and it finds its way inside the line, put home by Maddie Simmons, and it's a 1-1 tie.
And Lukert on the back thought that that was out. She's not happy with that call. You can tell.
There's a couple of times we've seen Sabetha let them go, and they have found their way inside the line, earning Hiawatha some points. Hiawatha with the serve, sends it over front of the net here for Sabetha, pushed to the far side, sent on over, but saved by Diller for Hiawatha. Here's a spike attempt by Twombly. Sabetha in the back line, able to save it, but can't get it back over the net on the third try. Miss hit there by Schmelzley. Point for the Redhawks. They lead 2-1.
Susan's section starting to come alive a little bit. They're on their own side here in the roundhouse.
The roundhouse.
Yeah, I love it.
Welcome to the roundhouse, baby. That's what they say. Or maybe they don't. I don't know. Back to it. Hiawatha 2-1. Their lead here in set number three. They set it up far side for Simmons. And Sabetha struggling up on the net. And it falls down for a point. Hiawatha now up 3-1. Delaney back to serve. The 5-4 senior for Hiawatha. Sends it with some heat. Back line saved up by Lukert. Pushed to the far side. Bolt has to send it over. Third hit. Bryn Williams up front. Pushed it. Back side. Punched over again by Twombly. And that's out of play. And a point for Sabetha. And Hiawatha's lead is 3-2. Here is Bolt. The serve for Sabetha. Set number three. Bryn Williams on the back line, and now just kind of an awkward third hit to get it over, but the Blue Jays have it. Near side, here's Lukert for the spike. Bryn Williams the save, but no one there to help her out. Is went in between Delaney and Elfner, and it's now a 3-3 tie. We get another timeout as like another wet spot that this time Hiawatha is going to clean up. Middle left of the floor. Hiawatha won the first set 25-21. Sabetha won set two 25-20. It is a 3-3 tie here in set three. Sabetha with the serve. It's Bolt. Sends it on over. Just hits the top of the net. And into the net it goes, but Hiawatha pushing it over on a third attempt and somehow able to get the point. Sutton Diller the save there for the Red Hawks. Their lead is 4-3.
It is very difficult to get any sort of momentum into a hit when it comes off the net like that. Very impressive they were able to get that out and get the point nonetheless.
That's hard served there by Elfner trying to earn the point, but Sabetha gathers and gets it back over. Here's Hiawatha with Delaney at the front. They want to set it up. Spike for Reschke, and it's out, and the point is for Sabetha, and it's a 4-4 tie. Sabetha with the serve, 4-4 tie, set three, as Gruber just missed, hit it right into the net, 5-4 in favor of the Redhawks.
And I rode up on her arm just a little bit too much there, tried to, Yeah, like you said, I think you just had a little bit of a miss hit on that one.
Might have just tried one of those delicate serves, maybe to catch the front line off guard. Just didn't come up good there, but now back to it. Here is a serve or a set and a spike attempt that finds its way home for Sutton Diller, and it's now 6-4, Hiawatha. Diller and Elfner up front. Certainly a good combination. Elfner, though, taking a quick breather. Twombly is up there for. As it's Simmons to serve. Bolts pushing it up front of the net. Luker to spike. Bryn Williams to save. Hiawatha has it. Now here is Diller with a monster spike that's just blasted away into the JV court. Sabetha had no chance. Redhawks 7, Sabetha 4.
Yeah, like you said, didn't really have a chance. Schmelzley was able to get, surprised she was able to make any contact with the ball on that one, but very well done once again by the sophomore.
The Redhawks, their largest lead here in set 3. It is 3, 7-4. as this is Simmons to serve. And sends it over with the right hand. Holtz on the back line, pushing it up front. Set up by Hayden. Spiked by Schmelzley. Not much heat on it, but now Bryn Williams for Hiawatha spikes it. Saved on the back line. Good diving save by Bolt. Here's Lukert. Taps it over with the right hand. Williams on the back line for Hiawatha. Setting it up front for Diller. Tapped over, but Sabetha saving this one. Now push back over for Hiawatha. Delaney up front. They want to set it up near side for Twombly. It's tipped, and now running here to the near side, and saved once again, but on a third hit over, finally it goes into the net. Schmelzley couldn't get up and over, and a double-up lead here for the Red Hawks. It's 8-4. One of the better back-and-forths we've seen between the two teams so far tonight. This could be an ace here, and it's going to be. How about that? For Hiawatha, 9-4. Maddie Simmons comes away with that one. Red Hawks creating a little bit of separation here in the third set. I think Abby Stevie, Sabetha coach, wants a TO, and she will get one. So we'll step aside for a quick 30-second timeout as well. Third set, Hiawatha 9, Sabetha 4. Back for more Big 7 League Volleyball in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
After the timeout, back to it. Set three continues between Hiawatha and Sabetha. Big 7 volleyball here tonight on KNZA. 9-4 Red Hawks. Winner take all here in this matchup. Luker to spike. And it's punched up in the air with one hand and no shot for Bryn Williams to run that one down. Point Blue Jays, it's now 9-5. Luker with some aggression behind that spike. It's very tough to defend. The Blue Jays back serving. This is Scobie. Sends it across. Delaney to the front. Diller! After the set by Delaney, kills it home. And Sutton Diller, point for the Red Hawks, now 10-5 is their lead. Twombly is out. Grace Morey is in. And she will serve. Morey sends it over. Backline libero. Zaria, and then that one is sent over by Lukert, and Williams can't handle it on the back line. Point for the Blue Jays, now 10-6, the Hiawatha advantage.
That could not have been set up more perfectly for the senior, and now we'll try to ride some momentum and get back in this one.
Barry Lukert back to serve, sends it across, back line for Hiawatha, pushing it up. Here's Diller on the spike, it's blocked at the net, and then she saves it back up for her teammate, Bryn Williams. Now she gets it back up front, sets it on over. Now sent back over by Sabetha's Aaron Bolts. Now Hiawatha another chance. They push it to the backside, and then that one finds its way home. That is Simmons from the back left. Instead of pushing it up front, they push it a little bit back, and nicely played there by the Red Hawks. Their lead is now 11-6.
And that decision definitely caught the Blue Jays off guard. It kind of saw them stutter a little bit once they got up to the net.
Now the couple Red Hawks up front talking to one of the officials. And just confirming something, make sure they're in the right spot. Hiawatha with the serve advantage here. It's Annika Reschke. 11-6 Hiawatha here in the third and final set. Beth has to get it over on a third try. They do. Hiawatha wants to set it up front. Delaney pushing it far side. Diller's kill shot is blocked. Now Elfner has a kill shot, and she puts that one home. Abby Elfner makes it 12-6. Hiawatha.
And Sabetha thought Delaney was going to hit that one over, but she had no angle to get it up, so she sent it back and let the sophomore do the rest.
Reschke again, another serve. Sabetha pushing it up front. They want to set it up for Bolts, and she finds some room and puts in a point for the Blue Jays. 12-7 Red Hawks. Kind of chip away the best you can, and certainly still plenty of time here in this third set for Sabetha to rattle off some points, but they trail by five. Here is Hiawatha pushing it up front. Delaney now here to the near side. It's tapped over by Diller. Sack line for Sabetha, pushing it up front. Third hit sent on over there by Gruber. Pass at the net by Delaney, and it's going to fall on the Hiawatha side and get the point to Sabetha. Now 12-8, back-to-back points by the Blue Jays.
That's a good idea by Delaney, just wasn't quite able to execute it.
Here's Schmelfly to serve, sends it on over with the right hand, and the one hit sends it back over. Now the Blue Jays have a chance here to set it up. They set it up for Erin Bolts, and she delivers with a kill shot. 12-9, three straight points for the Blue Jays. They're down three. Well, we got a nice, comfortable breeze here where we're sitting here in the roundhouse. Nice, felt like the AC just turned on a little bit. They want to set it up for Elfner, the kill shot. Nice dig there by Mary Lukert. Now Sabetha with Bolts. Sends it over. Delaney sends it far side. Diller in her spike attempt in the net. Four straight points for the Blue Jays. They're down two. It's now 12-10. And a stoppage of play, of course. Surprised you don't get more balls kind of crossing courts, considering the JV and varsity courts right next to each other. And there's an ace for Sabetha. Five straight points, and it's now a one-point game here in the third set. Timeout for Hiawatha. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here. It's a 12-11 Redhawks lead here in set three. The first two sets were close. Hiawatha 25-21 in the first. Sabetha 25-20 here in the second set. Of course, we'll still have Jeff West. There are two matchups coming up here tonight. They'll take on both of these teams in the triangular. So they await their turn. Their first matchup, as this one has gone to a third set, and it's been as good as advertised. It's been close from the jump, ebbs and flows, and certainly another one that looks like it's going to be coming down the home stretch.
And it sure does. Sabetha, if they want to win this final set, they have to make sure that they keep number 12 in check. They certainly have been doing that, though, here in this third set for sure.
Out of the quick timeout, Sabetha down one, 12-11. Going to be Schmelzley to serve. She'll send it on over. Back line pushing it up. Now Delaney wants to set it up. Elfner spike is money. Well, that's the go-to, the back line, whether it's Simmons or she rises and fires, and she's knocked down a couple here in the third set. Now 13-11 in favor of the Redhawks. Stops a nice little run there for the Blue Jays. Here is Diller to serve. Sends it over. Betha's back line pushing it up front. Sent here to the near side. Third shot has to get put on over. And now they want to set up Delaney. Elfner again, and she got it. It's in there. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. As it's Elfner with another kill shot and back-to-back points after Sabetha got it to within one. It's now 14-11 Redhawks. Diller again sends it over. Sabetha wants to set this one up for Gruber. Her spike attempt is saved on the back line. Now Delaney on a third set. Reversing it back over. Sabetha has it. They set it up. Now Delaney pushing it. Elfner a spike attempt, and that one's in. It is effortless sometimes for Abby Elfner. Tacks another one on. 15-11, Hiawatha. There's three straight points for Hiawatha tallied out of the timeout. Here is Diller once again. Sending it over, and it's an ace. 16-11, Redhawks, and the momentum back for the home team. Give it back to Diller once again to serve. And she'll send it on over. Dug up nicely by Schmelzley. This is Gruber who sends it over. Now sent to the far side for Hiawatha. And another kill shot is in there, this time by Maddie Simmons. 17-11. Five straight points for the Redhawks out of that timeout. Now we're getting closer and closer to gut check time here in set three. Third hit sent on over. Bryn Williams is going to set it up front. Delaney to Elfner. Why not? She'll put it home again. 18-11. Delaney and Elfner up front causing some issues.
With how on point Hiawatha has been, he knew as soon as Sabetha sent a free ball over, it was over.
Sutton Diller continues to serve as the Redhawks are trying to put this one away. Sabetha, do they have one more push in them? Sent on over by Bolts. Now Delaney again. Why not? This time they send it to the far side. And why not get your teammate involved in Maddie Simmons, who finds the kill shot?
Yeah, Sabetha, another free ball sent over. Hiawatha is just imposing their will down the stretch here in the third set.
19-11. the Red Hawks lead, and they have dominated here since that timeout. Seven straight, but right when we say that, Delaney's serve goes long. Or I should say, correction, that was Diller. Her serve went long, and it's now 19-12 as the Blue Jays will get a serve back. I need to rattle off some points here if you're the Blue Jays, down 19-12, set three. Delaney, Elfner up front. This time a little tap shot. Nice diving save there by Lucas to keep it alive for Sabetha. They get it over on a third try. Williams up front. Backside, Elfner, spike attempt. That one blocked up in the air. Simmons able to save it, and a left-handed save by Elfner. Gets it back over. Sabetha wants to set it up this side for Bolts. Bryn Williams, a nice dig on the back line. Here's another kill shot far side. It's money for Maddie Simmons. It's now 20-12.
Simmons has been money just painting those corners on the outside.
Another sub in for Hiawatha. They'll bring back Hannah Twombly. Grace Morey will take a seat as Delaney will try to serve this one out. 20-12, Hiawatha set three. Sabetha looking for another run. They want to send it to the backside. Tapped over by Bolts, but it hit the net. Or the pull up top of the net, and that's going to be a point for the Redhawks. Make it 21-12. Three for match point. Sabetha needs to get something going here. Nice dig on the back line there by Hiawatha, sent on over by Hiawatha on a third hit, and it's played there by Diller, and Sabetha earns a big point. Still down, though, but it's down 21-13. Bolt's going to go back to serve here for Sabetha. And Bolts will send it over. Redhawks want to set it up. Delaney, near side, Elfner. It's blocked at the net, and a good defensive effort there. Lukerts and Gruber there on the defensive end, blocking that kill shot from Elfner. It's now 21-14.
Those blocks are certainly a momentum swinger. Still a long ways to go, but don't count out the Blue Jays just yet.
Aaron Bolts, another serve attempt, sends it over strong with the right hand. Bryn Williams setting it up front. Far side, tapped over there by Simmons, and finds some room, and it's a point for Hiawatha. 22-14, inching closer to victory.
And sometimes when you have all that momentum, you just want to keep swinging and swinging. Sometimes just a little tap will do, as Sabetha is probably counting on them, trying to keep them going the swipe.
Elfner's going to serve here. Central rocket shot over. Sabetha now taps it over. Hiawatha now pushing it back over. Blue Jays get it back. They want to push it to the backside. Here's Scobie, a kill shot, dug out nicely by Delaney. Near side, Twombly with the underhand shot over. Blue Jays get it back, pushing it up front. Here's a push shot over by Gruber, saved on the back line. Sent to the far side, and a kill shot in. Maddie Simmons again finds some breathing room. 23-14, Hiawatha inching closer to victory. Elfner back to serve once again. Elfner, strong serve, count it for the ace. It's going to be match point here for the Redhawks. 24-14 here in set three. Remember, it was 12-11 when we hit that timeout. Hiawatha has controlled it ever since. Sabetha needs a long run here to get back into this one. Could this be the kill shot? Tapped over, no. Blue Jays have it. Push to the far side. Here is Scobie pushing it over. Now Delaney. Elfner pushing it up front. Twombly, a two-handed push shot over. Blue Jays have it. And into the net, and it's going to be misplayed by Sabetha, and that'll do it. 25-14, Hiawatha victorious. I told you it was just, we got to that timeout when it was 12-11. You and I were discussing how the first two sets were pretty even Stevens, and we thought to ourselves, well, we kind of expect maybe a same kind of scenario down the stretch. Well, we got to that timeout. I'm pretty sure Hiawatha rattled off seven straight, and they really just put it to Sabetha down the stretch, and they were able to pull away and get a nice one in three sets.
And like we were talking about, Hiawatha just needing some time to get into the rhythm and the flow of the game. Once they did that, after the timeout, like you were saying, it was over.
So Hiawatha wins the first match of the night. They beat Sabetha in three sets, 25-21, 20-25, and then 25-14. So coming up next, it looks like it's going to be Jefferson West and Sabetha. So Sabetha going to have to try to rebound after the three-set loss, and Jefferson West will have their first matchup here of the night. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back. More high school volleyball coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research...